Finnish lessons. What can the world learn from an educational change in Finland? Author, Pasi Salberg. In a short history of the Finnish educational situation. In the 1980s, Finns transformed their educational system from mediocre to one of the models of excellence today. International indicators show that Finland has one of the most educational citizenries in the world, provides educational opportunities in an egalitarian manner, and makes efficient use of resources. In 1950, educational opportunities in Finland were unequal in the sense that only those living in town or larger municipalities had access to grammar or middle schools. In the beginning of the 1960s, barely 10% of adults in Finland had earned secondary degree or higher. Most young people sought employment right after completing 7 or 8 years of basic education. Until the beginning of the 1970s, further education opportunities were based on private grammar schools that many families could not afford. The transformation of the education system in Finland kicked off from the introduction of the new Peruskoulu, or the 9-year comprehensive basic school. This transformation was fundamental and rapid. It led to the intermediate expansion of the upper secondary education and created pathways to a higher education for 2/3 of age cohorts by the end of the 1990s. Elements of the Finnish educational policy. First, Finland has been particularly committed to building a good publicly financed and locally governed basic school for every child. Second, the way Finland has treated advice offered externally vis-à-vis its own educational heritage in educational reforms. Much of the inspiration in building independent Finland since 1917 has come from its neighbours, especially from Sweden. And third, the systematic development of respectful and interesting working conditions for teachers and leaders in Finnish schools. The new school. A fundamental belief related to an old structure of the education system in Finland was that everyone cannot learn everything. In other words, that talent in society is not evenly distributed in terms of one's ability to be educated. In Finland, there were echoes of the Coleman Report, favouring the view that a young person's basic disposition and characteristics were determined in the home, and could not be substantially influenced by schooling. It was that important that the new Peruskoulu shared the beliefs and thus helped build a more socially just society with higher education levels for all. The central idea of Peruskoulu was to merge the existing grammar schools, civic schools and primary schools into comprehensive 9-year municipal school. This meant the placement of students after 4 years of primary education into grammar and civic streams that would come to an end. All students, regardless of their domicile or socioeconomic background or interests, would enrol in the same 9 years basic schools governed by the local education authorities. Comprehensive school reform triggered the development of three particular aspects in the Finnish education system. First, bringing together a wide variety of students with very often different life circumstances and aspirations. Second, a career guidance and counselling became the compulsory part of the comprehensive school curricula in all schools. Third, a new Peruskoulu required that teachers who were working in very different schools had to begin to work in the same school with students with diverse abilities. Expanding upper secondary education. 2 annual semesters were replaced by 5 or 6 periods per school year, based on how teachers planned their teaching. The next phase of development was to replace age cohort-based grouping of students, a non-class organisational system in the mid-1990s. This new general upper secondary school organisation is not based on fixed classes or grades. The new curriculum framework places a stronger emphasis on understanding students' cognitive development and also invited schools to make the best use of their own and community's strengths. Vocational upper secondary education also underwent significant adaptations to be better to suit the new economic and political situations. Structures, curricula and methodology of vocational education were renewed to meet the expectations of a knowledge-based economy and provide required labour knowledge and skills. Improving educational attainment. Comprehensive school reform has generated obvious consequences. As the number of graduates from these schools has increased, it too has demanded for upper secondary education. Annually, about 95% of those graduating from Peruskoulu immediately continue their studies in one of the two types of upper secondary education settings or enrol in an additional 10th grade. Some students who do not continue their formal education immediately after Peruskoulu enrol in a non-formal educational program, and will return later to adult educational programmes. It's a noteworthy fact that Finland, in all educations, after the 9-year peruskoulu, is non-compulsory, while at the same time creating incentives for young people to stay on the education system after completion of compulsory education. The Finnish education system at present. Unlike many other contemporary systems of education, the Finnish system has not been affected by market-based competition and high-stakes testing policies. The main reason that the education community in Finland has remained unconvinced that competition and choice are more standardised testing than students evidently require would be good for schools. The ultimate success of high-stakes testing policy, whether it positively affects student learning, not whether it increases student test scores or a particular test. Educational policies are necessarily entwined with other social policies and with the overall political culture of a nation. The key success factor in Finland's development of a well-performed knowledge economy with good governance and a respected education system has it become its ability to reach broad consensus on most major issues concerning future directions for Finland as a nature. Education policies designed to raise student achievement in Finland have put a strong accent on teaching and learning, by encouraging schools to craft optimal learning environments and establish instructional content that will best help students reach the general goals of schooling. As the level of teacher professionalism gradually increased in schools, the prevalence of effective teaching methods and pedagogical classroom and school designs increased. A new flexibility within the Finnish education system enabled schools to learn from one another and thus made the best practices universal by adapting innovative approaches to organised schooling. Finnish paradoxes of education. Most visitors to Finland discover elegant school buildings filled with calm children and highly educated teachers. They also recognise the large amount of autonomy that schools enjoy. Little interface by the Central Education Administration in schools' everyday lives. Systematic methods address problems in the lives of students and targeted professional help for those in need. One of the Finnish educational values is to put teaching and learning before anything else when education policies and reforms are under consideration. Paradox 1. Teach less, learn more. The Finnish experience challenges the typical logic of educational development that tries to fix the power-than-expected student's performance by increasing the length of education and duration of teaching. Two international indicators provide a vivid picture of national variances in how much students are exposed to instruction and how long teachers spend time teaching. First, there appears to be little correlation between intended instruction hours in public education and resulting students' performance. Interestingly, high-performing nations in all academic domains rely less on formal teaching time as a driver of student learning, Finland, Korea, and Japan. Whereas nations with much lower levels of academic achievement, Italy, Portugal, and Greece, require significantly more formal instruction for their students. Paradox 2. Test less, learn more. Although students are not tested in Finland as they are in many other countries, this does not mean that there is no assessment of the students in Finland. Quite the opposite. In principle, student assessment in Finland can be divided into three categories. First is classroom assessment by teachers. The second category of student assessment is comprehensive evaluation of students' progress after each semester. And the third, students' achievements in Finland, is also assessed by externally regular national assessments that are carried out using sample-based methodology that includes about 10% of the age cohort. These assessments measure students' learning in subjects according to the needs or requests of the national authorities. Paradox 3. More equity through growing diversity. The main policy principle of Finland's comprehensive school reform in the 1970s was to provide equal educational opportunities for all. Therefore, a typical Finnish classroom, one finds teachers teaching different abilities, interests, and ethnicities, often with the help of assistant teachers. The Finnish advantage, the teachers. If we use Finnish education as a reference, three conditions for attending the best young people into teaching and keeping them in schools emerge. First, it's paramount that teachers' workplaces allow them to fulfil their moral missions. Teachers in Finland possess a strong sense of being esteemed professionals, similar to medical doctors, engineers, or economists. Teachers at all levels of schooling expect that they are given the full range of professional autonomy to practice what they have been educated to do, to plan, teach, diagnose, execute, and evaluate. Second, teacher education should be sufficiently competitive and demanding to attract talented young high school graduates, as it constitutes a master's degree program and therefore challenging enough to them. Third, the salary level is not the main motive to become a teacher in Finland. Teachers earn slightly more than the national average salary. Learning from the Finns. Many want to learn how to develop a good educational system from the Finns. Indeed, importing specific aspects of the educational system from Finland, whether it be curricula, teacher, training, special education or school leadership, is probably the little value to those aiming to improve their own education system. The Finnish welfare system guarantees all children the safety, health, nutrition and moral support that they need to learn well in school. One lesson from Finland is therefore that successful change in the good educational performance often requires improvements in social, employment and economic sectors. Rather than borrowing only specific aspects or innovations from other education systems, more transferable aspects may be the features and policy principles of a larger, complex system, in this case, the Finnish model.